Now we will go to properties of multiplication. The closure property, commutative property, associative property, all are satisfied in multiplication as in addition. What is existence of multiplicative identity? If p by q be any rational number, then if it multiply by 1, it gives the same rational number p by q. So 1 is the multiplicative identity. For example, 3 by 4 into 1 equal to 3 by 4. Also 1 into 3 by 4 equal to 3 by 4. So what we understood, 1 is the multiplicative identity. What is multiplicative inverse? When two rational numbers are multiplied, they give the result as multiplicative identity. What is the multiplicative identity? 1. Then each number is called the multiplication inverse of the other number. We can also call such rational numbers as reciprocals of each other. For example, 3 by 4, its inverse is 4 by 3. If you multiply, answer is 1. Multiplication by 0, any number, any rational number, if you multiply by 0, its answer will be 0. That is the speciality of 0. Whatever number you multiply by 0, answer will be 0. Distributive property of multiplication. You refer the examples over there, you can see it is splitting. In addition also, it is split and multiply. In subtraction also, it is split and multiply. Properties of division, closure property. Closure property, if you see in division, the number, rational number divided by 0 is not defined. We can say that collection of all other rational numbers excluding 0 is closed under division. Hence, rational numbers are not closed under division since A by B divided by 0 is not defined. Division. In division, there is a problem. Commutative. What is commutative rational number? Then P by Q divided by R by S not equal to R by S. It is not satisfied. Commutative is not satisfied. Also, associative is also not satisfied.